I had a new saddle I'd put on him, and I'd take off down the road, and anywhere I could find a ditch. That's what I wanted. I'd get him to run in and make him jump the ditch. I used to like that.
Say a little child went to sleep in bed and he found himself on the floor the next morning. He'd say, I must have...
Rule out the bed. One night Junior did that. It was cool.
Fell.
Junior fell out the bed. And we heard, my wife heard a noise. So we... What a little while after, she said, I better go see about it, because we had him in a different room where we sleep. He had a bed there, big bed.
Yeah.
So she went over there looking, there was Junior on top of the pillow. He went over, when he fell out with his pillow, and as the floor was cold, well, he got on that pillow, all doubled up on that pillow.
Did you ever play that game where you take those things and...
What, horseshoe game?
Yeah, you did what you...
I never did fool much with it. They used to play it there all the time at the bar.
They used to...
Pitch horseshoes?
Yeah.
I never did fool too much with that.
Horseshoes, what do they go in? You put them in the horse's...
Hoof?
Yeah. A horse has four.
4 feet or four hoofs?
Yeah. Did you ever raise sheep here?
Mama had a couple of them one time.
Yeah.
And she kept them over here. She bought a little bit of thing and kept them. They were nothing but pet. So finally she got rid of them.
What'd you call the male sheep? He was
a ram.
And the female was
No, I don't know what you'd call a female.
Yeah.
All I know would be a sheep.
Yeah.
A she-one. But the male would be the ram, I know that.
Did you have something where you could, a place where you'd feed your hogs, you'd throw the food in what?
A trough.
Yeah. How many did you have?
Oh, we always had two or three in there.
Two or three.
And to close up, you know, when the old man would go kill them and all that.
Yeah.
He'd get them from outside. They'd be out wild all over, like I told you, but then when he get ready to kill them, then he put them inside and feed them, slop and all that. The whole back part of Junior's place, there was nothing but orange trees and grapefruit trees. My daddy used to eat oranges all the time. And throwing it in the trash in the bucket to give the hog, you know, the seeds. Well, that hog probably wouldn't eat that, and it would go out and grow. And he'd see it growing, he'd go down and take his shovel and cut the dirt around and pick it up and go plant it. And the whole back part was nothing but orange trees and grapefruit trees.
Where are they all now?
They froze. Them thing got that big. We had a big freeze, I've forgotten what year it was. It killed them all, down to the ground. The old man took his saws and he saw them down to the ground. It started sprouting back up again. It was already that size again. Never would bear. The following year he died. We had oranges, grapefruits galore. He always used to say, I wonder what kind of orange I got planted over here. And we had Louisiana. We had Mandarin. We had the grapefruit pink meat. And not one of them trees was grass. That big tree they got out there right now, it's better than the orange they got off it this year. It was a whole lot better than what you buy. A whole lot sweeter. They picked up five 5 gallon cans, I believe, off it.